The Harrogate Operatic Players would like to present the 2018 production of Top Hat in the Royal Hall, Harrogate, from the 26th to the 30th of June.
Hi, I'm Michael Kirkby. I'm the director and choreographer of Top Hat.
And I'm Craig Ratcliffe, and I'm the musical director.
Top Hat is set in the 1930s, and it's kind of that sort of Hollywood glitz and glamour kind of music, sort of after the 1920s. Everybody's got that American feel to it, that big kind of show American feel to it. So a big orchestra, 16-piece orchestra with that kind of luscious kind of string sound mixed in with a big band. It's that kind of thing.
Will there be songs that we know? Will we be singing along?
Absolutely. Top Hat is one of those shows that you maybe don't think you know, but actually then you watch it and you realise it's got songs like Putting in the Ritz, Cheek to Cheek, Let's Face the Music and Dance, all of those kind of big American numbers by Irving Berlin that you might not recognise originally, but they're all in there, hidden away.
Well, I see it as it's taking people back in time. Some of our audience that will be coming to see it, they've lived in this era, so they will be taken back in time. And some of the younger people, they will be getting a history lesson on what musicals used to be like.
Last year, I remember when you put on Betty Blue Eyes, there were some insane costume changes. Have you got any of that going on this year?
Yes, there's some very quick changes for the girls, but especially for the men, because they're playing probably three or four parts as well.
And it's not only costumes as well, is it? It's shoes too, because this is a tap show. So there's quite a few tap numbers within it as well. So guys are on and off the stage, going into soft shoes, going into normal shoes, and then back on with tap shoes. So there's a lot going on in this show. It's a real, real tour de force for everybody.
Everybody in the show can tap dance.
Oh,
which
wow.
Is, wow, yes, everybody can. Putting on the Ritz.
Hello, I'm Jenny Hurst, and my character is Dale Tremont, the Ginger Rogers part.
Hello, my name's Stuart Hutchinson, and I'm playing Jerry Travers, which is a Fred Astaire part.
Well, it's all based on a misunderstanding, really, isn't it? Basically, my character, Dale, is a society girl. She models clothes for a wonderful fashion designer called Alberto Bedini. And there's a slight misunderstanding in the fact that she believes that her friend's husband is after her. But it isn't her friend's husband, but she doesn't realise that, so...
A little bit scandalous, then, maybe?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Heaven, I'm in
heaven. I've been with Harrogate Operatics since 2011, playing various roles. This one, I think, would probably have to be my dream role, having seen the production in London about four times.
The feeling for me of going to the theatre, it's that escapism and being able to be drawn into the story and the songs, the dancers, the spectacle, and to come out singing the tunes, which with Top Hat, it's just amazing. You've got Cheek to Cheek, you've got Let's Face the Music and Dance, you've got so many amazing, amazing songs.
And do we think people will be singing along?
We hope so.
Yeah.
We hope that it's going to be a show that's going to appeal to a wide range of people, from those that are used to seeing the original film version with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, to the people that have heard about the production that came to Leeds a few years ago with Tom Chambers after his big success on Strictly Come Dancing. There may be trouble ahead, but
while there's moonlight, every single year, when the Harrogate Operatic Players put on a new production, this year of which it is Top Hat, they produce a promo trailer, a video that's going to entice people into coming to see this year's production. And this year, it got bigger and better than ever, featuring not only scenes of Harrogate across the whole town, but also involving local businesses and this year's chosen charity, Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
Hi, I'm Jo Harrison. I'm a member of the Harrogate Operatic Players, but also the producer of the promo video.
And I'm Andy Stenning, and I'm the director of the promo video. I think what it was we wanted to create something that would reflect what it is. And it is a society that come together, and I think people don't appreciate the amount of time and effort that the society, you know, the members do give. It's an amateur production, but it's done in a very professional way. And we tried to reflect that with the video by shooting it in Harrogate.
Very famous scenes in there, aren't there? There's no part in it where you think, I don't know where that is. It's so Harrogate.
We tried really hard to do that. We tried to make it. And also, the people that helped us, you know, the coming out of the restaurant, you know, involving the people, the local people. Not only does that help promote their business, not only does it help promote the video, but it does help promote Harrogate. And also the air ambulance. You know, that was something that we came up with, and we thought, well, if we can get them involved in it, then that would be fantastic, not only for them, but for the promo, and also for the people of Yorkshire.
Our first night, the 26th of June, is a gala night for the Yorkshire Air Ambulance, they're our chosen charity this year, so we're doing various things to support them, which is why we wanted to show them on screen in the promo video. But if you come along on the Tuesday night, the 26th of June, we will be, like I say, hosting our gala night. The raffle prizes and a lot of the proceeds will go to Yorkshire Air Ambulance on that night. The other important thing we wanted to show was the fact that Harrogate Operatic Players are returning to the Royal Hall this year. We haven't performed there for 10 years, so it's lovely that we're able to return to the Royal Hall.
What a venue.
Exactly, it's so beautiful. We are so lucky in Harrogate. Like you said, the iconic places that we've shown in the video are so beautiful.
Hi, I'm Mel James and I'm Marketing Manager for Hops.
So you have, how long have you been part of Hops, Mel?
Well, I've been with the group, if I think back now, it must be at least 20 years, which is horrific, really. But yeah, but it's been a ball, yeah.
And there's a difference between, because what Harrogate Operatic Players would be classed as would be an amateur sort of drama production.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more than that, isn't it?
It is a lot more, and people join our society because they want a lot more. There is an expectation when people come to see our shows, they expect the big sets, the really expensive costumes and the big show numbers. And with the big show numbers, you know, you can't do it on a smaller stage like the Harrogate Theatre, which we absolutely love. And for Betty Blue Eyes, it was perfect. But the Royal Hall, you know, we're just so grateful to be back, and it's a real treat.
I'm Emily and I'm 7 and a half.
And what do you think about the rehearsals? What's it like?
I think they're doing really well.
And do you ever want to be in the Harrogate Operatic Players?
Yeah, because it looks very interesting and they do very good shows.
If you'd like to go and watch this year's Harrogate Operatic Players in Top Hat, it's on at the Royal Hall in Harrogate from the 26th to the 30th of June, with evening performances on every evening and a matinee on the Saturday. You can find out more details online by visiting harrogateoperaticplayers.co.uk or strayfm.com/family.